from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Major earthquake hits Afghanistan and Pakistan. A major earthquake struck a remote area of northern Afghanistan on Monday, killing more than 150 people there and in neighboring Pakistan and injuring hundreds more. Centered 82 kilometers southeast of Faizabad in a remote area of the Hindu Kush mountain range, the quake on Monday registered at a magnitude of 7.5, that according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The hardest hit area was Pakistan's northwestern Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, where officials have confirmed at least 123 people were killed and more than 950 injured. Afghanistan, no stranger to the headlines, VOA's Ayaz Ghul reports that the military has more than its hands full with national security concerns.
Yeah, this is, as you know, Pakistan's military is already stretched out. They have been combating terrorist groups in northwestern Pakistan and in tribal areas which border Afghanistan, and some of which have been affected by this earthquake. But since it's there are a lot of reserves troops, with the Pakistan military, and it appears that those are the ones who have been deployed for this rescue operation.
Pakistan's military chief, General Rahil Sharif, mobilized troops and helicopters to immediately distribute rescue equipment to the region. A raid on an Islamic State cell in southeastern Turkey left two Turkish police officers and seven militants dead on Monday as authorities pressed their effort to combat the extremists based across the border in Syria. The firefight occurred as police raided multiple houses Monday in the mainly Kurdish city of Diyarbakir. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe is one of the countries hardest hit by the AIDS epidemic. For the past couple of years, the government has been urging men to get circumcised, a procedure that lowers the risk of getting infected with the HIV virus. Now officials are pushing the newly introduced ring method that makes the procedure easier. Sebastian Mofu reports for VOA from the rural district of Shorogui.
In 2009, the government set the target to have 1.3 million men circumcised by 2017 to slow the spread of HIV. Zimbabwe was falling short of this target with the surgical method, according to Mauven Nyamana, the chief medical officer in Shorogui rural district. He says the ring method introduced this year has made a big difference.
Especially the young adults and the older men, ranging from 18 to around 29, are now willing to come.
Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Shorogui, Zimbabwe.
Now, the UN specifies that male circumcision only reduces, not eliminates, the risk. It says people should still use protection, practice abstinence, and avoid multiple sex partners. That is the same message Zimbabwean health officials preach to the men before they line up to be circumcised. An opposition leader is claiming victory in Sunday's Republic of Congo referendum because of what he calls very poor turnout. Guy Kinfusia Romain, the president of the Union for Democracy and Republic Party, said the Congolese people heeded the opposition's call to stay at home because the referendum is an illegal means to keep the president Denis Sassou Nguesso in power. People were asked to cast ballots on constitutional changes that would allow the president to seek another term. The proposed amendments would abolish a two-term limit for presidents and an age limit of 70 for presidential candidates. Tanzanians went to the polls yesterday to elect a new president and parliament in what could be the tightest race in the country's history. The ruling CCM party is challenged by a coalition of opposition parties that nominated former Prime Minister Edward Lowassa as its presidential candidate. At least five people are dead after a whale-watching boat sank on Sunday afternoon off Canada's west coast. It's not clear what caused the boat to go down near Tofino, British Columbia, with 27 people on board. The Joint Rescue Coordination Center said 21 people were rescued and one was still missing. Now, most of the rescued were taken to hospitals. A spokesman for Island Health said one person was in serious condition, but still stable. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.